Hi, Brent. Guess what, Brent? Today's show is brought to you in part by BetterHelp.
Oh.
BetterHelp. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/poundcast.
Oh.
That's BetterHelp.com/poundcast for 10% off.
Wow.
I just wanted to let you know that before we get the show on.
What else?
We also are brought to you in part by Louisville Vegan Foods. LouisvilleVeganFoods.com is where you can go to get Louisville Vegan Jerky.
Mm. Yummy.
And if you do go there and you place an order, you'll get 20% off your entire order.
Truly.
If you use the code word
Poundcast.
Poundcast.
Poundcast, yes. That's,
Yeah, they make Louisville vegan jerky. Comes in many delicious mouth-watering flavors.
Such as?
Perfect pepperoni.
Carolina barbecue.
Smoked black pepper.
Buffalo dill.
Deal. That's right, Brent.
You know the deal.
You know the deal. You can also find Louisville vegan jerky at Whole Foods and Sprouts and other fine retail outlets.
Show notes.
So check that out. Check that out. That's LouisvilleVeganFoods.com and use the code word Poundcast. That's how you support the Poundcast.
20% off, and that stuff is bagged in the United States. And you know what? It has got a shelf life of 9 months, so check that out.
That's right. That's non-GMO.
GMO.
It's non-GMO.
GMO.
Bro. And it's cruelty.
Non-GMO.
Cruelty free. Don't be cruel. Anyway.
What else? What else, though?
What else, though? Okay.
Patreon.com/poundcast. Okay?
Yeah, sign up for our Patreon.
You know you got to get those bonus. You know you need those extra minutes. You know that drive is extra long, and you want to just... You want the company, and you want the laughs, and you want the whatever. You know, it's all there. You know, it's all there laid out for you. Bonus little things here and there, all that.
Today, we're going to talk to Justine Marino, and she gave us the lowdown on... We have it right here. Spoiler alert if you're looking on youtube.com/thepoundcast. But she's going to teach us about pop culture, the four pillars of it, and then the one thing that brings it all together.
Yeah.
And we do keep talking to her after the main show. We keep talking to her on Poundcast Unzipped. And we get even wetter and unzipped.
Wetter?
I don't know.
It'd be more dry, actually, because if you're unzipped, then you dry it out. But if you're zipped, you're going to be more moist and wet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're going
to
dry out.
So we dry out.
And the only way to do that is go to patreon.com/poundcast, join our Patreon, and listen to extended episodes of this wonderful Poundcast.
And check out, you know, if you want to check out video of this, it's youtube.com/... The Poundcast.
That's true.
And you can also connect to us on Instagram and Twitter, The Poundcast. And I think that's going to do
it. That's about it. Come check me out. Opening for Tenacious D in September. TenaciousD.com for the dates.
And come check out me. I'll be doing shows with Moshe Kasher on at Laughs in Seattle on the 26th and 27th, I think. Whatever the Friday and Saturday is of August. You know, whatever that is, two shows a night. Check it out.
Check this out. Brent and I are doing a show September 1st at Permanent Records. I'm going to do a long... If you're in L.A., come to that.
It's going
to
be a rager.
That's going to be a rager. I'm
going
to do...
Gonna be sold out.
I'm going to be basically warming up for the Tenacious D tour, so I'm going to do like a long-ass set. I'm going to do everything.
Are you doing the tour with Tenacious D for months?
No. For like a week and a half.
A week and a half. That makes sense.
Yeah, we're talking Wilmington, North Carolina, Philadelphia, New Hampshire, Bridgeport, Connecticut, Ohio, Milwaukee, Minneapolis, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. We'll see you then.
Okay, then.
All right, let's get on with the show. This is a great episode. I can't wait for you to hear it.
Yeah, we get all into pop culture and celebrity stuff.
And we all learn a lot.
You know, yeah. So come check it out. And see how much you know about the latest pop culture trends.
Let's roll the clip.
Let's roll the clip.
Doug and Brent, talking to to each other, Doug and Brent. What will they talk about to Doug and Brent? Are talking to some pimples, Doug and Brent. We'll talk to their friends and Doug and Brent talking on the Poundcast.
Welcome to the Poundcast. This is DJ Doug Pound. We're back in the AT.
Oh, we see. Look, we at forgot this, to set the lighting up the way we do. It's all right, though. You know how we
Why
do it?
Why mention that?
Well, whatever.
The show's going.
Whatever.
He did adjust the lighting. Did you know that?
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Isn't that right, Aaron?
It does look a little different, actually.
He had a professional photographer change the lighting and throw some gels up there.
Oh, is that? No, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Why do you think we look so good?
I did notice it does look a little different. It feels kind of like a sunset in a way. I feel like we're kind of witnessing a sunset.
Yeah, you're looking great, Brent.
Oh, yeah? I'm not feeling great, to be honest.
Why?
I dove into a pool yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
And I don't know what happened.
Into a shallow end? That's like deadly.
I you know where the stairs are?
Uh-huh.
You know, I dove in right there.
Right
I hit
at the stairs.
I hit the first step. And I don't know what happened, but I don't even remember what happened. No, just kidding. But I dove into the regular deep end, but I don't know what happened. My neck hurts, though. I'm hurting. I have to go like this to turn around. Well, I can turn my head, I guess.
Maybe you should get one of those things.
It hurts. Oh, one of those braces? Look like I'm trying to win a injury suit.
Remember that Brady Bunch episode? Remember the Brady Bunch episode
where
they dropped the... Did you ever watch
that? Oh, yeah, the Brady Bunch. Yes, for sure.
They dropped the book to prove that he's faking it, and he goes like that, and they're like, busted.
Oh, really?
That's how
really?
They know.
Yeah.
Well, there was some episode of a TV show, I remember, where the guy was wearing... Someone was wearing it, and then they won the case or something, and they took it off and were kind of, like, you know, throwing it around. Like
swinging it around like black and yellow.
Yeah. Or in Splash, doesn't someone in Splash at the end, what's his name?
Tom Hanks?
No, not Tom Hanks.
Daryl Hannah?
No, yeah, Daryl Hannah.
What's his name? Daryl Hannah?
Yeah, Daryl.
Daryl. Yeah, Daryl.
Yeah, Daryl.
Hey, Daryl.
No, but what's his name?
Who else
bushy
is
eyebrows.
Eugene Levy?
No, Eugene Levy. He has one in it, right? He has one at the end, I think.
He seems like a neck brace
he
kind of guy.
He seems like...
He's very neck braced.
Like every three movies, he's got a neck brace, I feel.
We should introduce our guest. This is Justine Marino, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome to the Poundcast.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, you know.
Thank you.
You are a fellow All Things Comedy colleague.
I am. I am a colleague.
And your show is called Glitter and Garbage.
It is. It's Glitter and Garbage. It's all the pop culture glitter and garbage that your heart can handle, really.
And one of the All Things Comedy executives said, hey, you should get Justine on the show. She knows about pop culture and did I hear the word celebrity?
I do know about celebrities and pop culture.
And me and
people
Brent,
like Daryl Hannah?
Daryl Hannah for sure.
Brent and I know nothing past like 1996, so we thought, hey, this would be something different. Let's get Justine Marino on here.
Yeah, we thought maybe you could teach us the thing or two. And I'm really excited already because not only did you say, yeah, you wanted to teach us, you brought out a pen and paper.
I did, because I really wanted to leave my mark on the Poundcast.
Do we get these notes after?
I'll leave the notes with you guys.
We'll make copies. Yes. Will there be copies available on the website?
There'll be copies. There's a link.
For download.
Yeah, exactly. There's a link to download. I'm excited that you guys don't know much past 96, because that's really where my knowledge kicks in.
Oh, this is perfect.
Like mid to late 90s and on is really when I started getting into my pop culture knowledge. Uh-huh. So I'm just going to give you guys some of the basics. Some of just you know just
I like
to get
that it's
you
a course you I like know this. I like yeah. this is course
what are some of your favorite pop culture moments from what you know just so I get an idea of where you guys are at
where
pop culturally
start
probably where when Weird Al turned into Rambo and then he in UHF and then he shot all those people but then like they all just dropped and then they shot at him and he didn't get hit with a single bullet.
For me, it was
probably Conan the Librarian from UHF. Pretty much the movie UHF.
Oh, okay.
For me, it was when Scott Joplin premiered his Maple Leaf Rag. You know, I thought that was so exciting. You know.
Well, great, you guys. This is going to be good. I think I'm going to bring you a lot of new information. And I'm really excited about your listeners and what they'll think about my lesson. So let's dive in, you guys.
Wow, I like this.
What year are we going to start with today?
1995. Going back
to... exactly.
No, I don't know.
No, can you imagine if I did a whole year by year? Like, this is a 10-hour podcast, right, you guys?
Yeah.
You have 10 hours.
Each year, we'll do 10 years each hour.
So I'm just going to give you some broad strokes of some of the best topics.
Different strokes. That's a show.
It's a show.
That's a pop show.
There you go. Look, if something connects to something pop culturally, interrupt me and let me know, you know?
Would it be okay to make a new version of Different Strokes, but it's all women and it's called Broad Strokes? Would that be offensive?
No, that's great. I love
broad
that.
Strokes,
broad Strokes.
Good.
Broad Strokes.
And they're
good.
All kind of brassy.
I love
you know?
That. I don't think, I'm not offended by the word broad.
What about
that's
a
good.
New Different Strokes where instead of Conrad Bain, it's a woman, right? And then she adopts and she's black. And adopts two white kids. That could be interesting.
Remember back in the day when there were small kids? Like, mm-hmm. Who's that kid? The
Gary what? Coleman?
Well, there's Gary Coleman and there's a...
Webster?
Emilio Webster. Emilio, what's his name?
Emmanuel Lewis.
Emmanuel Lewis. No, but then there was another kid who was the white kid with the glasses and he was like in a lot of commercials and... Anyway, you don't have that anymore. I really miss that.
Like
you
know, the little...
The precocious little small adult child.
Yeah.
You don't have that anymore.
I feel like...
Do they?
Sometimes they do. In certain shows, it's like, okay, this is the precocious kid that we're seeing here.
Yeah, but they're not tiny.
They aren't as tiny as they... They don't make them as tiny as they
don't.
Did. No.
Now they're big. Now you have
it's because of GMO.
Now you got Shaq.
They got GMO'd, you know?
Oh, yeah, they got GMO'd.
For sure.
They're all
those Got Milk ads worked. Now the kids
they
are
did.
Big.
Now they're huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're too big now.
The Got Milk ads, those were a good pop culture moment. Do you remember? Celebrities used to do those.
Mm-hmm.
Like who?
The Olsen twins. Remember
oh, they
had one? Yep.
Oh, they had little twin milk mustaches?
They had little twin mustaches, those little cuties. I think Jennifer Aniston did one. Britney Spears did one. All the greats.
Oh, wow. Now,
don't get me started on the dairy industry. Sorry. Let's get back on track here. Where should we dive in?
Where do we start?
I'm going to dive in with what I think are the four corner posts of pop culture, you guys.
This is okay.
Yeah.
I'm learning.
So just bear with me if I say something. Some of these words are, I think, a little triggering to some people. I'm just going to get the most potentially triggering one out of the way right out the gate. Kardashians. I'm sorry. Whatever you feel about them. They are undeniably one of the corner posts of pop culture.
Now, this is the husband and wife duo, Robert and...
yeah.
What's her name? I don't know the
Kris
other one.
Kris Jenner.
Kris, yeah.
That's where it started.
He's a lawyer, right? That's
mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he's a lawyer, exactly. And they had a family who kind of like a modern day Brady Bunch.
They had kids.
But with big butts, yes.
Oh, big butt kids.
Big butt kids.
But some of them were like stepkids because they had...
some were stepkids.
From a previous...
Yeah, so let's dive in here real quick because I just want to know, what is your Kardashian knowledge, you guys?
I remember one of them was in a Pepsi ad that was...
controversial.
I didn't think so. I thought it was a great message.
Yes, but that Pepsi can heal all problems. Yes, that was Kendall. That's good.
Okay,
that's good. Yes.
I think one of the kids made some sort of straight to home video feature film with the brother of Brandy.
I think. Ray J.
Yeah, she made they made this this home. They kind of it was a home video, but for public release. I think.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Or something like that.
Yes, for public release. It was exactly.
And then Kim married.
Sorry, is that public? I meant pubic release.
Pubic. Pubic and public.
Pubic release.
I'm pretty sure Kim married Drake, and then she started going out with
Pete
Seth
Davidson.
Morris.
Mm-hmm. Close.
Seth Morris from the.
I'm kidding. It's Drake. I was wrong. I was purposely getting that wrong.
You got it wrong.
Oh, Seth Morris from the UCB Theater. Yeah.
Seth. Wait, no. What's that guy called? Seth. Who's the
McFarlane?
Other? Who's on the talk show?
Oh,
guy?
Seth Meyers.
Meyers, yeah.
Seth
Meyers. I got all my things.
Seth Meyers.
There are a lot of Seths in pop culture, you guys.
There are a lot of Seths.
Yeah.
More recently, too. Can you?
And
name
is that it? Short for something?
I don't know. I don't think
just
so.
Seth, that's
I think
it.
It's just Seth.
I think it's short for Joseph. Joseph.
Joseph.
Joseph.
That's hard to say.
Joseph.
Joseph.
Hey, Joseph.
Joseph.
That.
Joseph.
Someone's for sure named Joseph, though. Like
Joseph.
Joseph. Yes, for sure. There's just no way.
I think so.
So many names exist.
No, but Kanye and Kim got married, but then they had these kids called Northwest.
Northwest is one of them.
And then we have.
Oh, can you name them all?
Wait, is that real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Northwest.
Chicago is named.
Chicago.
One of them's named Chicago.
Chicago really? West. Yes.
And they're probably flying southwest to Chicago because I know they go straight to Burbank.
Yeah, they do. Oh,
imagine if Northwest was on Southwest going to Chicago with Chicago.
Oh, that would be crazy.
They'd be like, this is nuts.
This is nuts.
They should have named one of their kids North by North. You know, North by North, and they should have named another one.
Like Hitchcock.
They should have been named another one South by South. You know?
What were they thinking?
Why
and then South by Southwest is performing at South by Southwest in like 2030.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
I mean, if he was a real creative genius, he'd be doing that.
Right.
Yeah. Do they have more than two?
They do. They've got two boys as well. So Chicago and North are the girls. Can you guess or just...
One of them's called Can You Guess?
No.
Can You Guess West?
Can You Guess West? I wouldn't put it past him.
No, it's Can You Guess. And then, so, all together, it's Can You Guess West.
Can you go west?
Yeah, I don't know.
Can you go west?
Or maybe just can't.
Just go west.
Go west.
Go west, young man.
Oh my God, go west would be great.
Go west would be good.
That's kind of a cool word name. Right. Go.
Okay, so let's try to guess.
Okay. Yeah, try to guess.
Are they unusual names?
They're unusual. They're not directions or places like the first two.
I was thinking maybe Paris would be something that they do. Because then it would be like one of their kids would be like in Paris, you know, like that song, N-Words in Paris.
Right. Yes.
I don't know. He's trying to bring it back to one of his songs.
Friends in Paris.
Yeah. Friends in Paris.
College. Wait, what's his?
College Dropout?
Yeah.
Kanye's?
What if he called one of his kids College Dropout?
I mean, I would not put that past him.
What if he called it Master's Degree? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, as a way to sort of take it back.
How about just Master?
Master West.
That would actually be pretty badass.
That would be savage.
How about
savage.
This? What if it was...
Savage.
Savage is good, too. Not one of them, but yes.
What about Best? Is one of them called Best?
Best West.
Best Western, like Best
West. Kind of, it's like Best West, though, you know?
Yes.
Or they could be named, you know, Earn Best. So it's like Earn Best West.
Yes,
so it's kind of like Earn, comma, Best West.
I see.
Earn Best. So it's, you know, it is Best Western, but it's kind of done in a funky way.
Yeah.
Hit us with those names.
Okay, it's Psalm and Saint.
Oh, okay.
Psalm
I feel like I've heard
Saint
that.
West.
They got spiritual
He's
on that one.
He's going biblical.
The last two were during his spiritual phase where he was doing a lot of those...
The church thing outside, the Sunday service.
He became spiritual?
He did, yes.
Really? Christian?
Yes. He went MAGA and he went Christian.
He went hard Christian.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Which I think he's always been Christian, but he just really dug his heels into it. Yeah, he was doing those Sunday services, which is crazy because I think he thinks he's God, too. So
does he go celibate? Do you know that?
I don't know, but he does not like Northwest to wear makeup, so...
He likes to sell a bit of records, I'll tell you that. He likes to sell a bit of white t-shirts for like $80.
That's true. And Yeezys. Do you guys know the Yeezys?
Oh, the Yeezys, yeah.
Those are an important part of...
Are these shoes?
They're shoes, yeah. They're Yeezy Boosts, they're Yeezy Slides, they're all
They're kind of like Michael Jordans?
Kind of, but they're uglier.
They're
cumbersome. They're also, they look futuristic.
Yeah,
almost.
They're futuristic. Yeah. Big ass soles kind of curving around.
Like moon shoes.
Yeah.
They're moon shoes.
Yeah. You know what? Well, whatever. I don't want to bring it up. But speaking of pop culture, I mean, I've said this many times on the show before, but, you know, I used to deliver pizzas and I delivered pizza to Brad Pitt once.
You did?
And this is in the It's in the 90s. No, it's real. But
oh my God.
And he came out wearing these big old shoes, these moon shoes. They look like Yeezys.
You talking about Uggs?
No, I don't know what they were, but they were just, no, they were an athletic shoe, sneaker of sorts, but they were big and they looked really moon-like. I mean, they look futuristic. I'm thinking they were probably the original Yeezys.
Probably. I mean, if anyone has them, it's Brad.
They were called Pitsies. I think he had his own shoe called Pitsies or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, I just thought I'd say that.
As a side tangent, do you know when you see like a real rich person and they're wearing these sneakers and they're like, there's no Nike Swish or Adidas logo. They're like this other thing.
Yeah.
What is that brand?
the non-swish.
You know, they get to this next level sneakers where it's like, these aren't at Nordstrom. These are at like,
right. I mean, Balenciaga is a big one.
That's it.
Yeah, that's a big one where it's like, are those Asics? Oh, no, those are $1,200 Balenciaga shoes. So that's a big one. And then Yeezys, I don't think have any sort of swoosh or anything.
They're not doing the three stripes.
No, no three stripes, no swoosh. That's how you know you're in that next tax bracket where you're like, I don't need a label. People will just know by the no label that I've got it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
okay. We got Psalm.
So we got Psalm, Saint. We got North and Chicago. Those are Kim's kids. Then Courtney's are Rain, Mason, and Penelope.
Now hold on a second. Who's Courtney?
Courtney. I'm so glad
that's
you
Kim's
asked.
Sister.
Kim's sister.
Ah. Okay.
So Kim. Okay. I'll go through the.
How did this all start?
Okay.
And did she marry some sort of famous rapper?
No. Famous drummer, though. Very recently.
Hmm.
Travis.
Buddy Rich? jazz drummer? Okay. He's the most famous drummer
Buddy
I know.
Buddy Rich.
He's the most famous drummer I know. Okay,
104-year-old Buddy Rich.
She married Travis Barker recently from Blink-182. But basically, the Kardashians were started when Kris Jenner and Robert Kardashian got married and had Kim, Courtney, Khloe, and then Rob. But no one really talks about Rob that much. Like, Rob had a moment when
he
was
junior.
Yes, junior.
He okay.
Yeah, the only one without a K name on the of the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, was the mom a K?
Chris.
With a K.
With a K.
Okay,
oh,
so
yeah.
All the women are K, all the men are R's.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. So then she and Robert divorced. She marries Bruce Jenner. They have Kylie and Kendall. So that's two more K's, right?
Wow.
And then they start the reality
show.
Did
a boy come out around then?
No. Nope.
Name with a B?
Oh. A boy.
A boy with a name that started with B. No, I guess.
No, boys.
Unfortunately.
Just Kendall and Kylie.
Okay.
So they rounded out the group. Then they had the reality show and blew up and had kids of their own. And they all have weird names. Truth, Stormy.
Really?
Yeah.
Truth?
There's Truth. Truth is Chloe's with Tristan Thompson. And then there's Stormy, who is Kylie's with Travis Scott. Here's where it gets confusing. Kylie and Khloe are both with Travis's. Travis Scott, the rapper, and Travis Barker, the drummer.
Huh.
Yeah. I know. You guys are... I'm blowing your mind here with this information. I can tell.
I just never would think that there'd be two Travises in the family.
I mean,
it's a travesty.
I'm worried about these kids. I just don't... I hope they grow up in a good family that's not... They're going to turn them into spoiled little brats.
Yeah, I agree.
I
don't know that that's going to happen. But we can hope, you know. So that's Kardashians. That's the first... Because they've been around for 20 years.
And they're
years.
Still...
They're still...
Cornering the market of the Kardashian... Oh, and people still care.
Yes,
about what
people
doing.
Still care. They moved their reality show from E! To Hulu, and it was like Hulu's biggest premiere ever. So they've still really got the market cornered.
So these young women, they're all half sisters with each other.
Yes.
Uh huh.
Yes.
Wow.
Kylie and Kendall are half with the older three, which are they're all like 10 years
are
older.
Are they friends with each other?
Oh yeah, they're all
really.
Besties.
They get along.
They all get along.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wait, Kylie and Kendall are older.
Kylie and Kendall are younger than Kim, Khloe, and Courtney.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who is this? Who is the daughter that you know looks different than the? It's you've got Kylie and Khloe, and then there's this other daughter. When there was a younger girl in the past, but she disappeared, I guess. Right.
Well, I don't.
You know what I mean?
Are you talking about Khloe? She's changed her face quite a bit.
Oh, it's the same person?
How did she change it?
Well, she had a nose job.
She had an everything job, right?
Yeah, a lot of people think she's gotten a lot done. I think she also uses a lot of filters, which you can do. That's another filters are huge, guys. Got to be on the lookout for filters because you just can't trust anything.
Like pool or what? Like
pool
what
filters,
what,
exactly.
What kind of,
when you get in. No, but Khloe, she's changed quite a lot. Also, a lot of people don't think Khloe's dad is Robert Kardashian. They think the dad is, well, a lot of people thought it was OJ, But actually,
really,
a lot of people think it was this hairdresser that was Chris's hairdresser back in the day. So really? There's a little bit of scandal with that.
Hairdresser, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Who's that name?
Roldan is his last name.
Roldan?
Roldan. I forget what his first name is, but the last one is Roldan.
I'm sorry.
His deodorant is Roldan.
R-O-L-D-A-N. Roldan.
Roldan.
They're all very small. She's almost 6 feet tall. She's, you know, she's doesn't look as much like the other two. Hmm. Or three, actually. Robert also looks like the older two sisters. So that's my Kardashians corner post.
Now, real quick, Bruce Jenner from our generation, we used to see him on Wheaties.
Yeah, Bruce was on Wheaties, yeah. The Olympian, who now is Caitlyn Jenner, of course. Uh-huh. Spelled with a C, not a K.
Oh, that was a missed opportunity, wasn't it?
Well, I think Caitlyn really was like, you know, I'm going to carve my own path away from this K empire, mm-hmm. and do my own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Bruce, when he went to Caitlyn, he missed an opportunity to be Caitlyn with a K. Then he could have lined up with
I them. Just said that.
Oh.
Yeah. Did I not say that just now?
You might have said that. I was thinking about... My brain was thinking about this other thing that I was thinking about. When I was growing up, when we'd be skating the half pipe.
Yeah.
And somebody is taking a really long run. We say that they're having a marathon run, and then they keep going. We say, come on, Bruce Jenner, let's go.
Uh-huh.
Let us drop in.
Oh, I love that.
Wait, come on, Bruce Jenner, what?
Let us drop in, you know, because like, they're doing a marathon run.
Wow.
He was a very famous person back.
Olympian.
Who's
gold?
The guy?
Did he win gold?
I believe so.
Who's the guy who won the 7 gold medals?
Mark Spitz. Usain Bolt?
Who? Mark Spitz. No, it's a different guy. He got caught with smoking dope.
Oh, that's who's
Phelps.
That
oh, Phelps, yeah. Phelps.
He's a swimmer.
What if Phelps became a woman also? That would be kind of trippy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what if all these Olympians became women?
Yeah.
I don't know. Was Bruce a woman? I mean, was Bruce an Olympian?
Yes.
Yes, uh-huh, wow. That's...
Yeah.
Anyway.
The Wheaties box.
Be interesting, though, if you're an Olympian, you eventually transition into becoming a woman, too, you know?
Do Caitlyn's children, are they athletic? I think an Olympian
Kendall
parent.
Is, yes. Kendall is tall and very athletic, sporty, I think that kind of thing. Dates a basketball player. I don't know that Kylie's more girly, not as tall. I don't think I've ever seen the show, but like, what do these people do? I'm so glad you asked. They basically, you know,
nothing.
They get married to different people, okay. And then there are scandals, and then
do they produce any products? Like
they do.
Clothing lines and perfumes. And
yes, they do.
Oh, yeah.
Kylie has her lip kits and her makeup line. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Kylie was she really blew up because her lips went from nada to...
Like 10 PSI to
yes.
like 60
I mean, her
PSI.
Lips blew up.
Her lips blew up. Yeah. And everyone was like, what'd you do to your lips? And she was like, I just overlined them. And then she finally came out and said, I actually have filler. And then
pumped them up.
Yeah, she pumped them up. She admitted it. And then she really leaned into it and came out with her own lipstick line. And it like dominates. And now she's a billionaire.
The lipstick made her a billionaire?
Yes, the lipstick company.
Huh, man. Wow, just think about how much she can contribute now to the you know, help the family out.
Yeah,
you know? I mean,
here's another question.
She made all that money for she's the breadwinner, I guess.
She is.
I have another question.
Yes.
You got lipstick that's been around for 100 years, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Why are the sticks, why isn't any entrepreneur taking advantage of the other body parts putting stick on it? Why don't people do like ear stick?
That's so smart.
You
well,
know?
I don't really know.
How about nose stick?
Nose stick.
Make a nice little rosy nose for that could be attractive.
That could be
put
attractive.
Put nose liner, put nostril liner.
Oh my gosh.
You know, like eyeliner.
Doug, this is some Idea Factory stuff right here.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. You need to write
the unofficial name of our show is The Idea Factory.
I love it.
And we get, you come up
how about
with these brilliant ideas
maybe,
here.
Maybe you can draw out some of the nose hairs, instead of trimming them, grow them out and put some mascara.
I like this idea of the hole. You do it. You line the hole.
Yeah, you know? Line so your nostrils.
That's interesting. Imagine liner for your wrinkles.
Oh,
you
know what I mean? Just really lean into that.
Yeah, yeah. Accentuate.
Put the crow's feet in there, you know, the forehead,
all that.
That's interesting, you know, as a sort of a fashion statement, you know what I mean? Like, you line it all up.
I kind of like that. That's then you don't have to worry about keeping up with.
But it's also like a way of embracing, you know, she embraced the whole filler thing.
Yes.
It's a way of embracing your, you know, your wrinkles.
Yeah.
You know, you, instead of trying to get rid of wrinkles, you embrace them. You lean into it.
You lean into it.
Wow.
I do have a Kylie. Whoa. Lipstick with me. Whoa. This is a liquid lipstick.
Whoa.
Packaging very cute, right? And so it just, you pull it out, and this, I'm wearing it right now.
Oh my God, can
just
I see?
Just a subtle little.
Okay, huh?
Okay, and it stays really well. It stays for a long time. So yeah, she really, I think it's partially because of her name, you know? It's Kylie.
You gotta get some nose liner going.
I know, I think we gotta.
Remember when girls were doing maybe 10 years ago, and I still see it sometimes where their hair is silver. They kind of like have an old lady, like gray hair.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I think that's cool too.
So like in that lane, you know, that was like, oh, I want to look like an old lady.
Yeah.
Right.
Get the old lady look back.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe they can sort of wear
moo-moos.
You know how there's those Wonder Bras or whatever that sort of push breasts up? Maybe something that sort of pulls the
pulls
breasts
them down,
you
towards
know,
the
like
floor.
Sags them, you know?
Yes.
Like, you know,
it's,
like,
it's got padding, but the padding is below.
It's like, you know how like the people wear saggy pants? They sag their pants. You could sag your bra somehow.
Yeah.
Or mm-hmm. the saggy bra somehow, you know?
Yeah, just really
lean into kind of growing old gracefully. Gracefully, you know? It's a graceful thing, you know? Because what better...
Speed it up.
What more graceful way to be old is to be old while you're still young.
Yeah, be old now.
Yeah, be old now while you're...
And then you don't have to worry about being old later.
Yeah, be old now while you're young and vibrant, you know? And then, you know, it's going to look good. It's going to look graceful.
Right.
My question to you is this. This Kylie, right?
Yes.
Did you say she has a husband or a wife?
She has a partner, yes.
Yeah, what's this?
Travis Scott.
Oh, Travis Scott, okay.
Yes.
And this is a drummer as well?
No, Travis Scott is a rapper.
He's a rapper.
A rapper,
And he
okay.
got into some hot water because there were some people trampled.
Oh, they died at his show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It was a big
And he didn't seem to...
He didn't stop the concert.
Didn't really...
He just kept going.
Yeah. Maybe he didn't...
He knew that they died?
Well,
I doubt it.
I doubt he knew they were being... trampled to death, but he didn't stop the show. So I think
because he's a real performer and the show must go on.
right.
Yeah. the show must go on. What can you blame the guy? He's a professional.
Yeah. Also, it's sort of a testament to commitment and to performance and focus.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he was just so focused on the performance, he wasn't distracted.
Imagine all those lyrics that a rapper has to remember. And he's thinking about these lyrics. He's not looking and seeing if there's
dead
people.
Does he have a lot of lyrics?
He doesn't have time.
He has a lot of lyrics.
He's got a lot of lyrics.
So many lyrics.
Is he like Busta Rhymes level of lyrics or no?
I doubt he has that
many. Yeah, he's not like that. He's not like Twista.
He might be more of a mumble rapper.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's more the style now.
There's a joke I want to make. I think, did I say this already on the podcast? I want to make this as a bit for stand-up is, you know, how... that a lot of rappers nowadays, they sound like they're talking kind of, you know, just, and then I went to the bathroom and I did this and I took a big dump, you know, and then I'll do it. And I said, and the reason why is because the dominant audio for the last 20 years has been podcasts.
Yeah.
So rather than being influenced by other musical genres, the genre that is influencing rappers the most now is podcasts.
Right.
And so, you know, the joke would be, the act out would be some kind of talking rapper the way they are now. You call them mumble rappers, but they're kind of talking. They're talking in a podcast kind of way. You know, and our sponsors is BetterHelp. You know, whatever. There's I don't know, something like that. But anyway, there's some bit there. I think.
I think so.
I don't know. I don't know how to get there, but yeah.
Well, because
maybe that should be for me.
Well,
time for you to give me a bit.
I give him so many bits. Well, no, it's not that he. Okay, here's what he does. He's given me really good. You know, segments to bits I came up with, and then
I give you full setup.
Well, no, he did, but he had a setup, and I said, "Oh, that's good. Can I get that from you?"
Yeah, he gets that. He goes, "I'm gonna get that."
But,
he said he wasn't
gonna use it though. That's why.
Yeah,
I would use this. I think it'd be good.
This is a good bit, and especially even like
you can get in on it though.
Get in on this bit. You guys could co-own the bit. Even Pops.
Well, both do it. There should be comedians that both do it.
There is a bit for that. Andrew, Michonne, and I, there's a bit we both wanted to do that I think that we kind of both kind of came up with, and we said, oh, let's both do it. Yeah. It was the idea that, okay, you know, the term incel.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that's part of the LGBTQ plus community now too, because it's plus. It's so inclusive that incels are in there too. Oh yeah, I'm an incel. I'm LGBTQ plus. I'm an incel. You know, something like that. Anyway, some idea there. You know?
I had an idea a while ago, where it's like LGBTQS for straight. Like just get everybody.
yeah. People. That's good. Know, like, That's good. We'll use that for our bit.
I'm part of the LGBTQ.
Me and Andrew's bit. We'll use that. No, I'm just kidding.
Go ahead.
No.
Never dare say that on stage.
No, that's good. I think it's actually pretty good. That's a pretty good bit. LGBT. Add S. You know.
Let me get back to the show here. Yeah. We're at only one pillar of the four pillars.
We
get to the other pillars, let's take a quick break and we'll come back to the other pillars.
Oh, that sounds great.
I love it.
Okay, now for a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp, Brent. Now, BetterHelp is a way to get therapy because you got to take care of your mind. And you could do it. There's several ways to do it. You could do it online. You could do a live chat with a therapist. So you don't have to go to a place and sit in some waiting room.
Can I do it on a phone?
Yeah, you could do voice, video chat.
Wow.
And I've done it before.
Oh, yeah.
And I found it very rewarding and very helpful to my mental state. And I think if you have a brain, you got to take care of it.
Yeah.
You know?
So
BetterHelp is one way to take care of your brain. And if you go to BetterHelp.com/poundcast... That's betterhelp.com/poundcast. You'll get 10% off when you sign up today. BetterHelp is an online therapy that offers video, phone, and live chat therapy sessions. And they'll match you up with a therapist. And it's much more affordable than in-person therapy.
Mm.
You'll get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. And I think this is just such a cool sponsor, and it's just, you know, check out betterhelp.com/poundcast. You can't go wrong by treating your brain right.
Thanks for the scoop on this, Doug.
My pleasure, Brent.
Let's get back to the show.
I can't wait. And we're back.
I love it. What a good break.
That was a great break.
I loved every second of it.
Okay.
I loved every...
Okay, the Kardashians, we could probably talk all day.
I mean, the
it's just...
But I didn't want to do that to
Don't do that
anyone.
To us. Don't do that to our audience.
Do you find them fascinating, by the way?
I do. Look, they just...
There's something about them that is actually... must be something that people want.
Also, Kim's... Skin or her clothing brand Skims. I am obsessed. The product is good. They have good products. So
who's the best one of the whole?
Yeah, if you have to pick one, who's your favorite?
Who's the best person of the bunch?
Ooh.
Who's your top eight MySpace?
I'd say it goes between Kim and Courtney. Kim does a lot of good stuff for prison reform. Like, she's helped get people out of jail.
So she's actually doing philanthropic stuff.
So she is doing philanthropic stuff.
And is her full name Kimberly?
Yes.
Okay.
She's
that's just
Kimberly.
Something, just something to think about. Her name is actually Kimberly. Okay.
Well, middle name is Seth.
She's Kimberly Joseph.
Yeah, Joseph.
She's going to law school actually.
She is.
Yeah.
Wow.
So she passed the baby bar recently. So she's good.
She's going to get white collar criminals out of jail, like Roger Stone types.
Yes, probably.
And she's going to follow in her dad's footsteps and get people like OJ.
Yes.
Behind bars?
No. In front of bars.
Oh, I thought she was going to take it back in front of bars.
She's going to get them in front
she's
of bars.
People like OJ in front of bars, yeah. In front of bars.
I kind of do want to talk. Okay, now who's the worst one? I know we said we're going
to. Real quick,
on,
though, did she have to take the LSAT?
I think so, probably.
Wow,
she's going through everything.
What a lady.
At 40, 41?
She took the L.
She took the L. She's going for
it. I know we're supposed to move on, but Pete Davidson, what do you think about that?
Well, he's going to come and bring everything together at the end.
Didn't they break up?
They did break up.
Oh, okay, he's going to come back to the end.
Yeah, but let's dive in a little bit. So Pete Davidson did break up recently. You know, he's 28, she's 41. We knew this was doomed. Come on.
Does he drive a Harley Davidson? You know what I mean? It should be Davidson's on Davidson. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just something to think about.
You know what I thought about something funny the other day? You know the last name Smith?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A funny name for your child would be Locke.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Locksmith.
Yeah. Locksmith.
Yeah, that could be good. Very good.
Or Black.
Yeah. Or
Black
what if your name was Joe? Joe Smith.
Just Blacksmith.
Joe Smith.
Joe Smith.
Joe Smith is a common name.
No, but make it sound like Joseph.
Joseph.
How about Joe Smith?
Joe
Smith.
Smith.
Joe Smith.
Joe Smith.
Anyway, sorry, go.
Okay, pillar number two.
Pillar number two.
We're going to have to skim through these.
Okay, these ones are the B's, okay? Oh. So this is Britney, Beyonce, and Bennifer.
Oh, that's funny because, you know, I used to watch Joe Bob Briggs Drive-In Theater on the movie channel, and his show always featured the best of the three B's.
Yeah.
Breasts, and bodies or something like that? Is that what it was?
Similar.
Something like that.
Similar to this three B's. Now, these are obviously celebrities that have had staying power for over 20 years. You know, Britney Spears changed pop music years ago when she came out, had kind of the teen bop princess thing going on. Beyonce, obviously, can still get it, you know? She just released her album. And then Bennifer coming together after 20 years. So these are just important figures in pop culture that we find ourselves continually coming back to, you know?
They're here to stay.
They're here to stay. Oh, they have that staying power.
Actually, I heard a Beyonce song that had Big Frida on it.
Yeah.
A new song. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Her new album, Renaissance, it's great. I highly recommend.
Destiny's Child guy.
I love Destiny's
Child. That's
kind of
like maybe I knew a little bit about that.
Really?
I had a roommate that was playing it all the time, and I was like, you know what? This is good.
Timbaland
on the beats?
Yes, I love Timbaland.
Yeah, bring him back.
I know. I wish Timbaland would come back. He had an amazing solo album. Did you ever listen to that?
I don't know, but I like when he'd be on people's songs, he'd be like, uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah.
He'd like come in.
Yeah.
You know, he would like have his voice in there.
Oh, yeah, it'd be so good. I love Destiny's Child, too. What's your favorite Destiny's Child song? Do you have one?
Oh.
I mean, there's so many.
I can't even remember. What are the ones from their album?
Well, there's Bootylicious. There's Survivor.
Can you give us a couple bars?
Sure. I should say to all people.
Wait, what's
the
one that's like, na na na, na na na, na 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 na.
What's that one?
It's their one.
Well, Bootylicious is like, my body's too bootylicious for you, but I don't think you're ready for this jelly. That's like a good, I have a really bad voice, you guys, so I'm really sorry about this, to subject your listeners to this. Then there's All the Women Who Independent, Throw Your Hands Up at Me.
Yeah, that's, okay, a, good that's one. A good one.
Survivor.
No, there's one with a specific one with a beat.
Hello, Say My Name. Say My Name,
name say my name. Name.
If no
yeah,
one
of
is.
Course.
You guys know that, right?
Yeah, I heard that.
Bills,
I
bills, that. Bills. They were all about independent, being independent. And they, I feel, drop in here with Beyonce. You know what I mean? Like, I put them under the umbrella of this pillar because they were very important.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're in the family tree there.
Yes, they are. Yeah. And then Bennifer, obviously. I mean, we're reliving O2 all over again.
Is that Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck?
Yes. Because did you guys know they're together again?
They're back
right?
together.
They got married. They were engaged in 2002.
Marry me.
Did they never get married?
No, they never got married. And then 20 years later.
Brings it back.
Hey, has anyone ever made this observation? Because Jennifer Lopez is known for having a big buttocks as
yes.
well, right?
Yes.
So... What I was thinking, someone must have made the observation that her name is J-Lo, but it sounds like Jello, and that has anyone ever thought of her buttocks being made of Jello?
Maybe. I mean, who knows? No one's ever thought of that.
I'm serious. Has anyone ever said that before? Like, J-Lo, Jello.
Jello.
Jello, and then her buttocks being made of Jello, you know?
Yeah.
Or something like that. Or just, you know, jiggling Jello.
Jiggling.
Jello jigglers, yeah. You know, or something like that.
I wonder why these celebrities, they have to all be so, it's like Travis Barker's always marrying them and stuff.
Yeah.
Can't they pluck someone that's just
like a regular,
like a nice normal doctor, yeah, or like, I don't even know, like a doctor seems like, I don't know, does it have to, so, do any of them say like, you know what, this is a good guy, he's a construction worker, yeah, I want to date them?
Yeah, no, none of them.
They can't relate.
None of them. But I think like Meryl Streep, I believe her husband is just a like a sculptor or something. Just
now, Meryl Streep, that's a name I know.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Yeah. She's in the next pillar, Brett.
Get ready. She's coming. Now, these pillars were designed on...
Meryl Streep, that's my generation.
It is? Wait, how old? I'm 37. How old are you guys?
We're older. We're like...
You old. Are. You're old.
All right. Brett is mysteriously aged. He could, you know, we don't know.
You don't know what I am.
I have no idea how old
older.
You are.
I don't know what I am.
I've known you for many
a while.
Years.
Actually, I know you. I met you. I feel like I've known you maybe 12 years or
yeah,
something like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, a really long time, and I have no idea how old you are.
Were you always kind of thinking, is he younger or older?
Yes, absolutely. Are we
it's
the
like
same
his hair's
age?
Kind of gray,
what's
but he's got
on?
A boyishness charm to him? What's up?
Yeah, but I also have some grays. I just dye them. I've had some grays since right? like 25.
I started getting gray when I was 16.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Not to like really try and outdo you, but I did when I was 3 had one white hair.
Really?
And my parents took me to the doctor. It was fine.
Whoa,
but
that's
they were
very
like,
kind of doctor. Special actually.
Yeah, yeah, it is special. It's my grays are special, you guys. But yeah, I dye them now. I love that you embrace. I think salt and pepper looks great on a guy.
Well, yeah, you know what? And it don't look bad on a woman as well.
Well, thank you.
So you
I won't
know.
I won't wear it that way for a long time, but thank you. Okay, so we got the 3 B's. Next up, we're going to, this is a more current one, Euphoria, you guys. Have
Whoa.
You
Okay,
heard
this
of?
I do know. I watched the whole damn thing. Is,
you did?
I did.
Oh, good. Okay,
that's
so.
Interesting.
Euphoria. Are you familiar with Euphoria?
It's a feeling of just sort of.
Elation.
Elation, yeah. Yeah. Ecstasy of yeah. sorts, yeah? Something
Absolutely.
Like that. It's
yes.
just a good feeling, right?
It is a good feeling, and but that's... Don't be misled by the name of this show, because you will not be feeling euphoria after you watch it. Mm-hmm. It's quite depressing, but it's huge. It's the second biggest show on HBO after Game of Thrones.
I think I heard about it. There's teenagers in it, right?
There's teenagers.
There's like vaginas and things?
Lots of vag, uh-huh, lots of
okay.
tits, dicks.
Teenage penises and
teenage.
Things? Good. Okay. I mean,
all these teens, they're all troubled. They're all on drugs, and they're all doing Molly and having these sex parties, and they're all... backstabbing each other and
yeah.
super mean to each other, and they're all mm-hmm. like having the worst time of their life.
There's a comedian.
It's terrible.
Terrible.
It's terrible.
It's not great.
I watched it because it.
You get sucked
it's
in.
It's just like a. Yeah, it's like looking at a car crash.
Yeah, it is.
It's like.
You can't look away. And
the cinematography is pretty amazing.
It is
and
great.
And the acting is. Pretty good.
Yeah,
it's very compelling.
It is compelling.
In its own way, but it's just very.
They got
very
bounced.
Like,
they
it's
got
very like. It's what's the word for it? It's just very like sweaty or something.
It's
dark, kind of like a
it's
Gregor
raw.
Rocky
it's
almost.
Yes.
Gregor Rocky Nowhere. You ever see that one? Something like that. I don't know.
It's
kinda reminds
a
me
little.
That.
It reminds me a little of it's, Kids. When
yeah,
remember
kids,
when
yeah.
Kids
it's got that
kids,
kids vibe.
Vibe.
To it. Yeah.
But all the stars in it are now just huge. I mean, Zendaya was all, she's the lead. She's won an Emmy for it. She got nominated again for another Emmy for it for this season.
Now Zendaya, now truly, what did Zendaya come from?
I think she, good question. She came from either Disney or Nickelodeon.
Really?
I was a little older. I wasn't watching.
So she was a child star.
She was a child star. Mm, yes. Okay. And model. And yeah, then she got Spider-Man and I mean, Euphoria. She's just always been around since she's a child success.
Yeah, I never
story.
Heard of her since Euphoria. So.
Really? So before that, she was in, I think it was Disney, not Nickelodeon. But yeah, she's a child actor.
Huh.
Yeah.
Euphoria, that has, they cast adult actresses in there and stuff, right?
Yes.
Or one at least, and a man.
There's like a porn star in there.
Yes,
like,
there's a legit porn
yeah.
star.
Oh, I just meant adult. They're of
no,
age,
I,
you know?
I'm,
no,
yes.
I'm just kidding.
I know what you meant, but...
They are all over 18 playing, except I think maybe her younger sister might be the only one, but I'm pretty sure she's over 18 too. But everyone's like 25 playing mm-hmm. high school.
Mm-hmm. And then the dad is a super creep, and then
yeah.
his son is messed up.
But they kind of do
hate
some
each other. And I hate that son. What's his name? Nate?
Nate. Yeah, he's played by Jacob Elordi. Nate. He was also in some Netflix huge straight to Netflix teen movies called The Kissing Booth, if you guys caught those.
Do you consume a lot of media?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I consume a lot anyway, but I also worked on The Soup, so I had to watch a lot of
stuff. Oh, really?
Yeah.
What era? Wait,
with Jade? Yeah. Yeah, so I watched
friend
a
of the show.
Lot. Oh, I love Jade.
Yeah,
friend of my friend of my life and my heart.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I worked on it with her. Watched a lot of garbage, more than normal, but I consume a lot.
Did you watch a lot of reality TV shows?
Yes, I did, and that brings me to our final.
Yeah. Oh my gosh!
Wait,
really?
Guess here is this like Love Island or something? Oh no, Bachelor.
Oh, I love Love Island.
Bachelor.
Wait, there's wait. Oh, isn't there this? I watched the show because you kind of recommended it to me called F-Boy Island.
Oh, yeah.
There's a new season out.
I'm going to get to that. I have something to say about that.
Yeah, okay.
I did watch some of it off of your recommendation, and it made me upset. I'll just say that.
So I'm going to also say I love Love Island, but I just want to, okay, so this, just because we only have four corner posts, I'm doing reality TV and then also Netflix, just in kind of a big.
What were you originally going to put? It was that.
Oh, well, I was like, should I just do Bachelor? But that seemed too narrow, and I just feel like reality TV is so broad.
Plus, you couldn't have another
point.
B thing, because that would have been part of the B section.
So, so I just did reality TV and Netflix. Netflix also has Stranger Things. It has Bridgerton. It has these huge pop culture moment TV situations. And then reality TV, you get The Bachelor, you get Love Island, which I personally like better. Have you watched Love Island before? Either of you?
I think I
never heard of her.
One episode. Okay. Maybe is there a British? Is that a British show?
There's a British version and an American version. The thing I like about Love Island is they have comedians writing for it and a narrator, so they're making fun of it as it's going.
Oh, okay.
The Bachelor is very serious. It's like, no, these people are here to find love, which is insane. But that's where I watched a lot of all this garbage reality show was on The Soup.
Isn't they making fun of it on F-Boy Island too?
Yes, I think so.
Isn't they making fun of it?
Isn't it they?
Well, okay. Nikki, you know, she's...
Well, she's obviously a comedian. But okay, can I say something about F-Boy Island real quick?
Yes.
You watched it?
Season one.
Okay. Did you watch it? Obviously.
I did not watch
F-Boy
Island,
wow,
actually.
No kidding.
We finished The Soup right as soon as F-Boy Island was premiering.
Can I ruin it?
You can ruin it.
Can I ruin it to you? You?
The listeners?
Can I ruin it to you? You okay with this? If not, turn it off. Come back in 5 minutes. Because we're broadcasting this live. No, I'm just kidding. No, just skip ahead 5 minutes, I guess. I watched the first... this is all I did. I watched the first about 10-ish minutes of it.
Yeah.
But
and then I watched the last 10, 15 minutes of the last episode of the season.
That's a smart way to do it. Just...
Well, because I just... Okay, I got what the premise was, what the game was.
Yeah.
It's kind of a game, actually. And then I kind of wanted to just see the results. You know,
yeah.
I didn't really care to watch the show.
Yeah.
That's not really my thing, anyway.
Yeah.
But... Okay, the game of the show is that there's these self-proclaimed players, you know? They're called F-boys, they call them. And half of them are that, and then there's guys who are not that. And there's
good guys. They're nice guys, and then there's F-boys.
And
three girls.
Three women.
Got it.
And the idea is they want to find a match of it could be a nice guy or the F-boy.
Sure.
And the idea is, you know, they might be willing to, if they have a connection enough with the bad guy to get, you know, to be with him or whatever.
Right.
But they don't know which ones are nice guys.
Oh, they don't?
No, that's the whole thing of the show.
I thought it was,
knows. When they get kicked off, they're like, I was an F-boy. They're like, oh, the audience knows. Yeah, the women choosing don't know.
One, I think they should have made
it. That's the whole hook of the
show. I think they should have made it unknown to the audience so they could play along at home. That would have been kind of fun. Secret identities. Oh, which ones? That would have been fun for the audience to play along. But two, so at the end, they pick their guy, and then they show the guy. Then, anyway, if it's an F-boy, he can decide if he wants to stay with the girl or...
Take money,
which is $100,000. But if he stays with the girl, they split the money, 50-50.
Yeah.
Okay? Or take the 100 for himself.
Oh, that's just like Love Island, literally.
Oh, it is.
At the end of Love Island, that's the thing, is the person who wins can either take it or split it.
Okay.
Okay.
So this, now, in this, I'm going to ruin this. if they take the money, so anyway, this girl picked the guy, the F-boy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he decided to take the money. He's the only one who took the money.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the blonde guy?
Yeah. And
he's like the villain of the show.
Right. But then I thought, and look, even if I didn't really watch the show, but even if he was a jerk or whatever, he won the money fair and square.
Right.
That was the game. The game is that, oh, these players are going to try to convince these women to go with them.
Mm-hmm.
And if they, and all the signs are there too, you know what I mean? There's a lot of signs that show these guys things, right?
Right.
And if they successfully do that, they should be able to win the money. Anyway, they win the money, and then they go, but guess what? You're not going to get the money. That the girl, she gets to choose a charity of her choice to put the money to there.
Oh.
I thought, what? They're just going to change the rules of the game all of a sudden at the end?
Yeah.
The guy, look, I don't even, the game is that you're supposed to try to convince the girl to pick you.
Right.
Even if you're not going to be with her.
Right.
You know, that's the game.
Yeah.
And then, and I mean, what? He won it fair and square.
Yeah.
That ain't fair.
Yeah,
that ain't
is
fair.
Crazy.
And that really left a bad taste in my mouth. And it made me kind of think, man, that's upsetting that they just changed the rules on the guy. I don't know the guy. I don't know what kind of guy he is.
Right.
But he deserved to win the money from the 20 minutes of the show that I watched.
Oh, yeah. You were on his side.
And then I watched the second season. Well, I watched the last 10 minutes of the second season.
I don't want to know this because I kind of do want to see it.
I just wanted to say something. It's all right. I won't say anything. But I was annoyed by that too. But
I have some questions. Since you guys seem to be experts in this where I am not, so I can learn something from you.
No, I don't know anything.
Is there an opportunity for the guys and F-boy to turn into a nice guy?
Yes.
Or is, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Some of them got reformed.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing. No, the F-boy, if he gets picked, he can change and say, I still want to split the money.
Okay.
I actually want to be with the girl.
Okay.
And I'm reformed and I changed.
It kind of reminds me a little of MTV's Next, too. Do you remember? They would, at the end.
I watched it.
I had a friend who won and the guy was like, do you want to keep the money or go on a date with the girl? And he's like, oh, I'll keep the money. And the guy was like, it's $64. It's really better if you just go on a date with her. And he's like, no, I'll keep the money.
I'm like, that's $64.
That's so funny. That show was, remember that show Eliminate?
Yes. All of that.
Remember The Fifth Wheel or something like that?
Oh, yeah. All that garbage. I mean, reality's been around. The real world really put it on the map, you know?
Well, you know, really, reality TV started with the Sales Brothers, you know? The Sales, whatever. Anyway, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Documentary guys.
The Maisley Brothers?
Maisley. What am I saying? Maisley Brothers, yeah.
Do they do 7-Up?
No, that's Michael Apted.
Anyway, speaking of reality real quick.
Yeah.
I got into the 90 Day Fiancé thing.
Oh, yeah. I had to watch that for the soup.
And I remember talking about it with someone and just being like, these people are so mismatched. Like, they're just, I don't know why they're together. And I looked them up. I was like, what's up with that one guy who married the Brazilian girl?
Right.
He was like a total dork.
Right.
And I find him on Instagram. They have like 3 kids and they're still together. I'm like, what the hell?
Wow.
I gotta look into
it. I'm kind of surprised. I thought people were just going on these shows to just, you know, it's just fake.
It's fake. Yeah.
But
no,
some of it's real and they're actually married and still a lot of these like 90 Day Fiancé types are still together.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yep.
That show is kind of interesting.
That show's crazy.
You know what I saw recently, real quick, just to quickly talk about something? It's not reality based, but it's related in that it's very much the opposite and it's very much the opposite of pop culture.
Sure.
You know how you watched Ghost World again recently? Right?
No,
were you not
sir.
Saying that? Somebody was saying they rewatched it recently, and
it's a different Doug.
With
Ghost World,
with
Thor Birch
and
Steve Buscemi, and directed by Terry Zwigoff, and based on the Daniel Clowes series from 8-Ball. So I rewatched that. I hadn't seen it in 20-something years, or whenever it came out, I guess, in 2001. And I like that movie. That's a good movie. And
who's the other girl in that again?
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett, yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
And I relate to that movie. Yeah, and it's very kind of, it's the opposite of pop culture kind of in a way.
Yeah,
you know? But I don't know. I thought you had watched it. That's why I was going to bring it up.
I watched it years ago.
No, yeah, but those characters kind of, they're relatable. Yeah. Anyway, whatever.
I mean, ScarJo is very pop in the pop culture.
That's the one I related to the most, actually, was ScarJo. Yeah.
I love ScarJo. I love ScarJo. She's married to Colin Jost from SNL.
Oh, you got to change his name to Joseph.
Yeah, Joseph.
Carlin Joseph.
I know. Okay, guys. So now I'm going to bring it all together.
Wow.
With the one...
It comes together. Wow.
It does. The one thing that brings it all together and can be connected to all of it Pete Davidson.
Wow.
You guys.
Really?
Yes.
Really? No way.
Okay, so he dated Kim Kardashian. Yeah.
Okay.
He is Eskimo brothers with Nate from Euphoria. So he and Jacob Elordi both dated Kaia Gerber. So that's
Who's Kaia Gerber?
She's Cindy Crawford and her husband's
Richard
son.
Gere?
Richard Gere. No. Randy Gerber is her husband.
Okay. From the Gerber, the baby food.
Dynasty?
I'm not sure.
Heir.
I'm not sure.
Maybe, huh?
Maybe.
Maybe.
She's very pretty. She's now dating the guy who played Elvis in the recent Elvis movie.
Austin Butler.
Austin Butler. Look at you.
Who used to go out with Vanessa Hudgens.
Yes. Oh, my God.
How do I know that?
Look
I'm
at
a big
you.
High school
big.
Musical fan. That's
Are
why.
You really?
Yeah, that's a whole other episode.
I am a big high
oh, really?
School musical
I,
fan.
I love this trilogy.
Are you serious? You're fucking with me.
I know, I'm serious. I genuinely think it's really a great work of art. All three of the three movies, the three first movies. I tried to watch the TV show too, but the new
really?
Show, but it's not the same at all.
Oh my God.
I didn't connect to that like I connected to the trilogy.
Amazing. I mean,
and that I'll tell you this, so that was not for my age group when it was made, but I watched it anyway.
It's
very good. It's
the
actually really well
great.
Done. Music's great.
Yeah.
Choreography is great. Kenny Ortega.
Kenny Ortega's amazing.
And actually, you know what's crazy? I went to junior high with the second in command choreographer, whose name is Charles Clay Powell, Chucky Clay Powell.
You know, I love dance. I had a dance show on E! Called The Funny Dance Show.
Oh,
it
was
Comedians
Fahim
Dance
was
Battle.
On that.
Fahim was
yeah.
on. Yeah. Fahim's an amazing dancer,
yeah, absolutely,
by the way.
Yeah.
Like, he could, I think, be a professional dancer. Okay.
Real quick, though.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be a good reality show called Eskimo Brothers?
Yes, it would be.
Like, how does it?
Right? Oh my God, that is funny.
Right?
What some about, of these guys are Eskimo Brothers,
yeah,
and
which
some of them
ones?
Aren't. Figure out which ones are.
That's funny. That's.
But there's no women in the show. It's just like
just dudes.
Or how about dudes got
to
figure out?
Yeah.
Right.
They
got
to just talk
know,
to each other. Be like,
right.
yeah, yeah. Who do you know?
I
know,
love like, that. That's good. Write that down. But, what is it? Your ideas? What's your
idea factory? That is funny. Eskimo Brothers. So it's a house full of guys.
Yeah.
There's no girls on the show.
Yeah.
And they have to figure it out. And the guys who can connect first.
But some of them are lying about it.
Oh, that's funny.
So by the end, you have to write down who is an Eskimo brother, and whoever is the most right wins all the money.
I love that. I love that.
What about Eskimo sisters? Is that a real thing?
Well, I was wondering.
What are girls called?
What's I don't know.
Scissor sisters.
Scissor sisters.
No, I don't know.
I don't know what the term is. I feel like a couple girlfriends and I have tried to figure this out before. But
I'm trying to think why. What's the etymology of, or what's the of Eskimo brothers? And not etymology, but what's the
like the
first of all? Isn't the word Eskimo is not the best term?
Oh yeah,
to
I'm
call
so,
that
I'm
those
so
maybe they call
sorry.
Them Klondike sisters.
Klondike sisters.
Klondike. The Klondike.
Yes. Klondike.
Klondike.
Like keep it like, you know, snow related. Like
yes, yeah, right.
Toboggan
yes, yes,
babes
yes, yes.
or
snow
yes.
sisters.
Snow sisters. Klondikes.
Or maybe it's the opposite of snow and it's, you know, heat, you know, or something.
Yeah.
It's sun sisters, you know?
Yeah.
Sun sisters.
Oh.
You know, what kind of
oh,
tribal
yeah.
hut? Maybe it's hut sisters or something like that. It's like the opposite of an Eskimo.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, not Eskimo. It's I was thinking of an igloo, actually.
I think of an igloo when I think of it.
When I think of, I was thinking of an igloo when I thought of Eskimo. But
yeah.
How about wigwam women? Because you got igloos and you got wigwams, which is another housing of indigenous
or
people.
Or like aborigine sisters.
Yeah. Rolls off the tongue,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
That, yeah, rolls
just
off the
really
tongue.
Really rolls right off the tongue.
Native sisters or something like that. I don't know.
I like, yeah.
Native American sisters.
Is
okay,
there,
now who's this Pete Davidson, and so, why does anyone give a crap?
Oh, God. Well, you know, people...
Where did he come from?
Well, wait, hold on a second.
Well,
so she's connecting here. She's
right,
connecting
okay,
here.
So, yeah.
So, Britney, there was a big thing with Britney a few months ago where there was a video with Pete Davidson and Machine Gun Kelly, and Britney literally was like, I don't know who these people are, but I love it. So that was the connection there. There was that story. And then reality TV, Pete's going to be on the upcoming season of Kardashians. So, and also he dated the girl from Bridgerton, one of the many, many women he's dated. Now I put him in the center just because he's really dated a lot. Just Hollywood's best and brightest.
Really?
He's an
starlets.
F-boy.
He's a little bit of an F-boy, I think.
Oh, he is.
Well,
who's this Bridgerton? What's this Bridgerton?
Bridgerton is, I'm so glad
who's
you
this?
Asked.
Who is this Bridgerton?
It's like slutty Jane Austen.
What's
it's
Jane
like,
Austen?
It's like
Pride and Prejudice.
Pride and Prejudice.
Of the century.
Emma,
Sense and Sensibility.
Yeah, Sense and Sensibility.
And it's a drama.
Julie and Julia.
It's a drama. It's like lighthearted, though. It's a period piece. It's Shonda Rhimes.
Is it thirsty?
It's so thirsty. Season one was super thirsty. I haven't watched season
two. Is it like, where is it on the euphoria scale?
It's...
Not as thirsty?
It's not quite as thirsty. It's also, I mean, there's one episode, I think it's episode 5 or 7, where it's just like, damn, you know?
By the way, speaking of igloos, it's freezing in here tonight, right? Today, right? Wouldn't you say?
I'm
cold
okay.
as all hell. I feel like an Eskimo brother
okay.
right now.
I'm
feeling
okay.
like an Eskimo brother over here.
I don't know. All this hot gossip's got me all,
I know.
Right. all
it's
sweaty.
Heat. It's
okay.
heat.
Okay, so anyway.
Bridgerton's great.
Bridgerton.
It's a slutty
there
period
nudity
piece.
In it?
There's tons of nudity.
Really?
In
penises.
Season one. No penises.
Vaginas?
Mostly just tits. Maybe a little vag.
Really? Butt cracks?
Butt cracks. Lots of butt cracks.
Oh, my God.
Lots of BCs.
Spread butt? Spread cheeks? Spread open cheeks?
I don't know about spread open cheeks. You might be looking more for Euphoria. So not as,
really?
Not quite as...
Wait, they have spread cheeks on Euphoria?
Probably. I mean, Euphoria is so graphic.
The opening scene from the newest season where
yeah.
it's like a flashback and
yeah.
she goes into like the strip club.
Yeah.
Dude,
it's...
that is...
So much.
Really?
That is hardcore.
I don't want. Yeah. See, I shy away from stuff like that. You know,
I don't
want to see all these.
You don't
want to
see
a bunch of boobs and vaginas.
This is like boners and guns are coming.
No,
together.
No, I'm down for boners. I don't want to see boobs.
Yeah, boners and guns are coming together.
Boners
in this
and
one.
Guns.
I'm not trying to get my. I don't.
Together.
I'm down to see
just
boners.
Just have a show called Boners and Guns.
Yeah,
and take, you
that's
know?
Another
boners
one.
Boners and guns.
Yeah. That's so great. No, Pete Davidson. Okay, he's from SNL. You guys, funny guy.
That's short for Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live.
But before that, he must, because he, I remember when he first got it, it was like, oh, the youngest member,
youngest
right?
Youngest member.
Maybe he was like a guy doing stand-up.
Yes, I believe so.
He's got the look, he's got the, he kind of looks like Bieber a little bit with all these tattoos and these.
He's tatted up for sure.
He's got
the bedroom eyes.
Off or
he's got the
like
bedroom
that?
Eyes.
He does have the bedroom eyes. He did not, he's getting them lasered off because he's starting to do more acting work, but he initially was.
The tattoos. Didn't he have a Kim Kardashian tat?
Oh, we're gonna get to it. Yes.
Oh yeah,
real quick, and this can kind of wrap it up. He's
let's
dated...
wrap it up and then we'll go unzipped.
Okay, great, perfect. I love it. Wrap it up and then unzip. He first was dating. Well, I think he dated Carly Aquilino, comedian, who's great, years ago, and then he was dating Cassie David, Larry David's daughter, for a long time. He had a lot of tattoos, a few tattoos.
Check out my Curb Your Enthusiasm
See?
Bootleg.
Look at this all coming together.
There he is. There's Larry.
See? Pete Davidson's even connecting with
your
shirt.
I'm on that paper.
Right.
I just jumped
onto the page.
Oh, can I get on it?
We're going to get you on.
Because I'm so cold right now. I'm like an Eskimo brother. I'm like him.
I think he turned it down. It's
Oh, okay. Right? Yeah, it did actually seem like yeah. it went down a little bit.
So what really blew Pete up into this next stratosphere of fame, though, was when he dated Ariana Grande. We all remember that, right?
I remember her, yeah.
Yeah, so it was Ariana. They were engaged in like 2 seconds, broke up a few months later. There was a lot of drama. Then he was dating Kate Beckinsale. He got a bunch of tattoos for Ariana.
She's elder, right?
She's elder.
She's elderly? She's elderly, right?
And then he dated Ariana Venti.
Ariana Venti, exactly.
He moved up.
He slipped in there.
No one's made that joke ever.
That's good, man.
It is a good one.
It's good.
No one's ever made it.
Then he went into...
I don't think they did.
Then he went into Bridgerton world with the girl from Bridgerton.
So he's sleeping his way to the top as a man.
He is. Well, he did, because Kim, I mean, I feel like Kim, in terms of like famous...
How come she went out with him, though?
This is... I'm so glad you asked, Brent, because so many people wonder this. I mean, he's been with just the most beautiful, successful...
Do you think he loves them, or he's just kind of like, this would be great for my career, to be honest?
I don't think so.
Kim Kardashian.
From what I've read...
I'd go out with her.
He falls hard and fast, you guys. Now, Kim, he got 2 tattoos. He got one that says, my girl is a lawyer. He got her kids' initials and her initials...
And
tattooed.
Those are Kanye's kids.
Yeah, and those are Kanye's kids.
I understand
kids.
That's
Kanye's,
weird.
He got
that's
really
weird,
pissed off
right?
about this.
Yeah,
that's kind of weird.
That's a little weird. And then he got her name branded on him, you
Ooh,
guys.
Like
yeah.
a cow?
Can't
like,
laser that off.
Yeah, you can't laser that off.
You can cut it out, though.
Yeah, yeah, he could cut it off. You're right, he could shave
he
it
could
off.
Probably get it grafted off,
graft.
Get some other
yeah.
cadaver butt cheek put in there.
Yeah, totally, yeah. totally. So he's dated just the best cadaver of the best. Butt.
So
and
wait,
he can connect everyone.
Wait, why do you suppose that Kim Kardashian went out with this guy?
So I think, look, they met when she was hosting SNL last year.
What website
year.
Did they meet on?
Farmers Only.
Farmers Only. They met during an Aladdin sketch. They were in an Aladdin sketch.
Oh, they met on Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live, and they kissed in this Aladdin sketch.
Really?
And then I think she invited him to her after party, and he didn't go, which, to the girl who gets everything she wants, that probably caught her attention.
Caught her attention. He negged her a little.
He negged her a little, and then they, you know, went from 0 to 100 and went to a few events together. They were doing everything. They lasted longer than I thought they were going to be honest.
They're not together anymore.
No, they just broke up a couple weeks ago.
And did he get a breakup tattoo?
I don't think so.
Did he get a Kanye West tattoo? Just Kanye? You know, just because now that he's in the same, he's an Eskimo brother with Kanye, he can just say, you know what I mean? He's trying to link with him now.
He should have a big Eskimo Brothers like tattoos, like an igloo.
Yeah.
You know?
What about?
There's an igloo and it has all the names in the igloo.
Yeah.
Yeah, and have a, like just to the, have a diagram,
yeah.
Just like a conspiracy theory kind of, you know, strings to pins kind of thing.
We'll do that when you guys come on my podcast. Yeah. We'll do that.
Like, you know, Pete Davidson and connecting to all these different Eskimos.
Oh, he connects everyone. Yeah. He really does. Oh, yeah, he dated Kaia Gerber, as I said. She's gorgeous and stunning and amazing and one of the top models working today. He's just, he gets it. Now, I think it's because he's tall. Also, funny. We all know funny guys... Girls love.
Does he make
funny.
You laugh? And do you find him attractive? Can I ask?
You know, I think tall guys are. I like tall, so I get that.
And how tall is this boy?
He's like 6'4" or 6'5".
Whoa.
He's tall.
Can he dunk?
He can probably dunk.
Damn.
I bet he can dunk.
No wonder.
Yeah, but it takes him so much longer to dribble.
That's true.
Us short guys, the ball's dribbling faster.
That is true. You guys are dribbling it faster.
So you do think he's attractive?
I think I can see where women... Look, okay, face value, just looking at
he
him...
He has to be attractive based on his track record here.
Yeah, he is attractive. And in person, I'm sure he's charming as shit. I'm sure he lays on the charm. And he gets tattoos of people. What girl doesn't want to feel like worshipped like that, you know?
Do you think he's funny? Can I ask?
You know,
Okay, you don't need to say no more.
I have no opinion. Basically, I know I'm kind of making fun of him, but I have
not
really.
I'm not familiar with the man's work.
I'm not familiar with his work either. I will say I saw him in Bodies, 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 which is a new movie that came out last weekend, and he was very funny in that. I have not really seen his stand-up, and I've only seen him on SNL, and he's made me laugh on SNL, but I'm not familiar enough. It's not like I'm like, going to Pete Davidson shows, you know, that level of familiarity
you
to
know.
You
I had a friend who saw that movie, what is it called?
Bodies.
Something in New York?
Oh.
New Staten Island?
Staten Island. Oh, yeah, something
the
about...
The Staten Island Man.
King of Staten Island.
Yeah. And he said he thought it was good.
Yeah, I think he's good. I mean, he's...
My friend said, I don't know, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Marissa Tomei is in that, and that's more my speed.
Oh, Marissa is great. I love Marissa.
Doug?
Big time celebrity crush back in
really?
My cousin Vinny days.
Oh, my cousin Vinny.
What about, you know, back in the Different World days, huh?
What about, did you guys ever see Untamed Heart?
With Christian Slater,
Slater,
yeah.
And the baboon heart or whatever?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Untamed
Sounds
Heart.
Familiar.
That Solid.
That was when the, for a lot of guys, my group, that's when the crush really set in was Untamed Heart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Untamed Heart was so good. But Pete, I'm sure I think he's funny. I'll say he's funny. And in person, he's going to be really funny. And with Kim, it's not like her last person was Kanye. Of course, he's going to be hilarious compared to Kanye, I'm sure.
That's interesting stuff.
Let's
Let's
wrap her up. Would you mind sticking around for Unzipped?
No, I'd love to unzip. Oh, I thought we were joking. I'll unzip.
No, we just do
a little bonus thing. For
it's optional for the guests.
It's optional for you.
We're
going to go another half hour for...
Yeah.
If that's cool.
Of course.
Optional, you know?
And this is for you guys so that you can always remember.
Look at, put that to the camera. Show that to the camera.
Wait,
here.
You have more of a close-up.
Here, do that one.
Here,
she got that one right there. She's closer to that.
Here.
It's not... It's.
You can kind of see it.
You can kind of see it.
Yeah.
The very important four pillars of pop culture.
Let's give a quick thanks to... we're going to keep talking.
Yeah.
We're going to get unzipped.
Let's give a big thanks to Aaron Bruntgart, who's behind the boards.
Thank you, Aaron.
And
great to be back in the studio here.
And let's give a big thanks to the Poundcast team, which is Jack Birch. And you can follow him on... L.Bircho on Instagram, and L.Bircho.
He's making funny videos.
He makes videos out there. He puts them out. Got to check him out. He makes some clips for our YouTube channel, and also Chloe Bonilla, who helps out with the audio stuff, and also Jackie Montana, who runs our Twitter account and Instagram account, Jackie Montana.
And thank you, Justine Marino.
Of course.
And check out her podcast on All Things Comedy, which is called Glitter and Garbage.
Yeah, lots more glitter and garbage, just like you just heard.
Let's just keep talking some glitter and garbage.
Let's do it.
And that's it. If you want to keep listening, go to patreon.com/poundcast and subscribe and support us. And if not, whatever. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Doug and Brent talking to each other. Doug and Brent, what will they talk about today?
Doug and Brent
are talking to some pimples. Doug and Brent will talk to their friends. And Doug and Brent talking on the Poundcast.